This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You never know. So here it's very important that when you make istikhara, whatever decision you make, be prepared to be satisfied with it, to accept it, and to be happy with it. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Now, if you have a question, I'm sure you have questions about it, especially about dreams. Yeah, go ahead. Bismillah.
Sometimes you take, I'll give an example. I went to a shop, I got a job there, for example. Okay? And once I got the job, did the interview, everything, I felt uncomfortable straight away after that. And then I decided not to take that job without doing istikhara at that spot. Like, I got the feeling before istikhara, that's what I'm saying. So in that case, you do istikhara afterwards and then go ahead and take a decision. How does it work?
The same thing. You follow the same. The brother. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. This is a common problem. Or sometimes the opposite. You like it and you are happy about it, excited about it, and you want to do it, and then you say, "Oh, okay, let's do istikhara." The brother is saying, "You got a job offer, right?
Yes.
A job offer, and then he thought about it. He looked into it, and he didn't like it. He didn't feel good about it. And then he decided to make istikhara. So he got the feeling before istikhara. This is a common problem. Whether you feel good or bad about it, do istikhara. Offer your istikhara prayer. And then see what will happen after istikhara. If you want to go ahead with it, go ahead with it and see what will happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah guide you to the right thing. It could be that you didn't feel good about it, but you'll find it turned out to be a good job. You know? Because you don't know. You don't know the future. Nah, I will give chance to other people that come back to you.
That's fine.
Brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Kim Salaam.
Can I ask you the length of the Salat al-Istikhara? Should it be as if you're praying Qiyam al-Layl or as if you're praying...
The brother is asking about the length of Salat al-Istikhara. Yani you pray just two short rak'ahs or you pray long rak'ahs like you are doing Qiyam al-Layl, two pages in one rak'ah or three pages. I mean, it's up to you. Rasulullah did not mention anything. There are some ulama in some madhahib, they mentioned, they said it's better to recite in the first rak'ah, Surah Al-Kafirun, in the second rak'ah, Surah Al-Ikhlas. And some other ulama have mentioned some ayat that indicate the power of Allah to choose for His servants. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ and so on. But many ulama, majority of the ulama, they said actually there is no proof for that. These are istihsanat. هذا يسمى استحسان من العلماء. استحسان يعني they feel like it could be good if you recite these surahs. But there is no دليل. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said فليركع ركعتين من غير الفريضة. Let him pray two rak'ahs. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's up to you now. You wanna pray it for 1 hour, it's up to you. You want to pray these two rak'ahs in 10 minutes, 5 minutes, it's up to you. Allah will help you. Because I think the most important thing is the dua. But also what is more important is your tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because actually the istikhara is a very strong and beautiful expression of your tawakkul. As I said here, you're telling Allah, sending a message to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm weak, I need your help. I cannot decide for myself. So whether you pray for 1 hour or you pray 10 minutes, his dua will be there, inshaAllah. And if you have this, you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this attitude, this mindset, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, will help you. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So there is no, yani read whatever you want. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I told you, I answered this question. The brother, he said, when I make istikhara, I'm supposed to go ahead and move ahead with my plans. This is one way. You could wait for a feeling. You could wait for a sign if you want. If you want to wait for a dream, it's up to you. I'm just saying dreams are not part of this process. But there is a possibility that Allah... I got someone, a brother here, who made zikhar about getting married with someone, and he saw a dream, And the dream was very clear. Not to go. But not everyone. Not
in the back of his mind that
came. Well, he told me about the dream and I told him this is a clear sign. You shouldn't go for it. But it doesn't happen with everyone. My answer again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would help you in different ways. You might get a phone call, like I got a phone call here in my office. You might see something. You might go to the job, you have different options, and you feel like the manager is racist, for example. A feeling that he's racist. And you won't have a good time with this person. So you said maybe you do a different decision, or the other job they will allow you to pray Jum'ah. The first one will not allow you to pray Jum'ah. That could be a sign for a good Muslim who is concerned about his Jum'ah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would help you. I'll tell you about another personal story. One time I was planning, it was not in here, it was in Vancouver, long time ago. I was planning to do something, I think a business with some people. So, and then I made istikhara, and then I left my house, and I took the bus. But I was not feeling well about that matter. I didn't have a good feeling. Without paying attention, instead of taking the bus that would take me to that destination, I took the other bus that will take me to the opposite direction. And then I didn't discover this until 10 minutes when I found myself that I'm going in a different direction without paying attention. And the bus, and I stayed in the same bus, and it brought me back to the same place. I just decided to go home back. And said, this is an answer from Allah. That is my personal interpretation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you with something. That is my answer. I don't want to tell you there is a clear process about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you to the right decision. There is a clear process about how you offer your prayers and how you make dua. Recite the same words, memorize the same dua, say the same dua inshallah. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you, there is no one answer for this. Is it clear? Exactly. And might be sometimes you feel good about something and you go ahead.
Is it permissible to make the dua without making salah?
Istikhara, the brother, he said, sometimes you need to make a quick decision. Is it permissible to just make a dua? Some ulama said, if you are taking a bus, مثلا, and you are in the car, and you cannot stop your car and pray the two rak'ahs, you can make the dua if you want. And this fatwa applies to women who are having their monthly period. They cannot pray, and they need to make a decision. They said if they want, they can wait until their period is over, monthly period is over, and then they pray the istikhara properly, and then they make the dua. But if they have to make a decision within that period, then it's okay for them to just recite the dua without offering the two rak'ahs. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Yes, brother. This is what I think I clearly answered this question, brother, but I will repeat myself. If you don't speak Arabic, you still have to do it in Arabic.
And you don't have the Muslim at that point.
Eh?
And you don't have the kitab.
You know, these days it's very easy to get access to these things. If you have iPhone or BlackBerry, Mr. Google will solve it. Put the fortress of the Muslim. The first website I told you, first website, islamawareness.net. Click on it, you get the list of all the du'as in Hisn al-Muslim. And you'll find it there, in your machine. The transliterated, it's a very difficult word. Transliteration, but the transliterated text. Yeah, you'll find it there. You read it, and when it comes to the matter that you need to decide, because it is not part of the dua, it is part of the dua, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's obvious. And everyone has his own matter, right? His own problem. then you have to, you can say it with a different language, English or Urdu or whatever. You mix between two languages. But the main body of this dua, you say it in Arabic. Just because of the statement of Jabir, كَانَ يُعَلِّمُونَ الْإِسْتِخَارَةَ كَمَا يُعَلِّمُونَ السُّورَةَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Can you read Quran in your salat in English? Can you say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim in your sujood or in your ruku' in English? You're supposed to say it in Arabic, right? Yes, brother.
If I understand correctly, some things that would be considered shirk or tayyara, for example, on the, like there's no istikhara involved, you obviously don't do it. But you said after istikhara, you could get a sign, which, you know...
This is not tayyara.
No, I know, but otherwise it would be, for example, tayyara. So my question is, for example, can you go look for a sign, like let's say go read your heart after your istikhara, for example?
Look for what?
Like, you make istikhara.
Okay.
And then you said afterwards, it's going to be a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So there could be, I said it could be a feeling, it could be a sign. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you any sign, you move ahead with the plan and everything will be easy.
So I'm saying is instead of being passive and waiting, maybe you want to be a little bit proactive and look for a sign. So for example,
okay,
to exaggerate a little bit, like a license plate says, yeah, you know, YEP.
Yep. Horse what? Horse what? No, you shouldn't seek guidance in these things. No. No horoscope. No. No, stay away from these things. I'll tell you something. When it comes to signs, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yuhibbu al-fa'l al-hasan. Yani he used to love good signs. So good signs is okay. What was haram at that time, what was haram is someone would see something bad and he would feel bad about it, bad luck, and he would change his plans. And a sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, this is the practice of my people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكُمْ لَا يَصُدَّنَّكُمْ يعني don't change your plans based on these events. When you see something bad and and you don't feel good about it, you change your plans, this is not. But if you see a good sign, yeah, that could be okay, that's fine. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yuhibbu al-fa'l al-hasan. Fa'l al-hasan, good luck.
Assalamu alaikum. So my younger brother, he wanted to invest some money on his business. So my dad asked me my permission. Like, he asked me, are you okay to give the money to him? So in that case, do I need to make istikhara for me or like?
If you want, it is a decision. It's an important decision because you are investing your money with your brother.
Family business, like family.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Okay. Could be good, could be bad. Allahu alam. Make istikhara.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, the 13 is not our bad luck, right?
13.
Number 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad luck, but we don't bother, we don't believe it. So.
Yeah.
13 is not our bad luck. So, what the brother was talking about, the EF, YEP, it does not matter to us actually anyway.
But yep means yes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If it is a good sign, it's okay. But 13, yes, we don't believe in the number, the bad luck of number 13. If you want to be a second wife, and the first wife disagrees and causes a problem, is this a sign not to pursue? Allahu alam. I cannot tell you about signs, but most likely these days the first wife will not be happy about it. This is a given. This is guaranteed. At the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was very easy, it was very simple that people would get married with three wives, four wives. It was very common for them at that time. But in these days, 99.99% of women will not be happy with if her husband would get a second wife. But at the same time, I couldn't say this is a sign, but if you want to make istikhara and then you don't feel good about it because of this, that could be an answer. And whatever you choose, whatever decision you make, then inshallah it will be the answer of your istikhara. Wallahu ta'ala alam. It's very hard to answer these questions. Yeah, because you have to be in her shoes. You have to be in her position. Then look at different issues, different problems surrounding that matter, and then you come up with a decision. If you have a decision to make and Allah dislike it, how do you, if you don't see a sign, how do you do istikhara? And what happens if you pursue it still? I mean, I said it, I answered this question. If Allah dislike it, if it is makruh, we are not supposed to make istikhara about it. If it is something makruh, we are not supposed to do it. Unless it is talaq. Divorce, it is makruh. Allah does not like it for a fact, but it is halal. And sometimes it is a solution. And you need to make istikhara about it. Actually, divorce, yes. Assalamu alaikum. How do you know a clear sign from your carelessness and natural occurrences? For example, if there is something I think about, and minor accidents happen, tea spilling or things fall out of my hand, my friend thinks it could be because that topic makes me angry. But what if the accidents are consistent? Allahu alam. I wouldn't give you an answer for this. If it is a bad sign, or actually we're not. Yeah, I don't know. I gave you the example, the personal example, when I couldn't get the key out. That was my interpretation, personal interpretation. But this is a personal experience. Don't take it as a rule. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you in His way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will choose the right way to guide you to make the right decision. But I wouldn't say that this could be a sign, Allahu ta'ala alam. I'm not sure. السلام عليكم هل ممكن أن تكون نتيجة الاستخارة بعد مدة من الزمن مثلا عندما كنا في بلادنا زوجي قدم إلى وظيفة وكنت بذلك ولكن للأسف لم تكن من نصيبه بالرغم من أي شيء كان لصالحه وصلى الاستخارة قبله المهم كنت أفكر دائما لماذا بعد سنة كاملة علمنا أن هذه الشركة أفلست وتوقفت عن العمل. So, هل ممكن أن تكون نتيجة الاستخارة بعد مدة مثلا عندما كنا في بلادنا زوجي قدم إلى وظيفة وكنت بذلك كذلك ولكن للأسف لم تكن من نصيبه كان لصالحه أي شيء كان لصالحه وصلى الاستخارة قبلها المهم كنت أفكر دائما لما. So this sister, they were back home and her brother, her husband applied for a job and he prayed istikhara and he did not get this job. So what happened is this company declared bankruptcy after 1 year. So this sister is asking if the answer of the istikhara would be seen or would be known after 1 year. Here there is the answer is istikhara is not this. The company has declared bankruptcy after 1 year. The answer of the istikhara is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided her husband not to take this job. That is the answer of the istikhara. And it was there at that time, after he applied. But after 1 year, he knew about the hikmah, the wisdom in Allah's guidance, that this company has declared bankruptcy. So this is the answer. The answer, he got it long time ago when he did not go for the job. Or the job. Okay. Oh. Long questions. You want to look at it? I don't know if you can read it. After you move ahead with your plan, do not have to wait for a dream. Possibly you might get info from your dreams. Guide you. Again, going back to the matter of the dreams. If you want to wait for a dream, it's up to you. But the ulama, they recommend that you move ahead. If you have one option, you feel good about it, move ahead. Don't wait for a dream. What their message is, if you feel good about it, and things are made easy for you, you applied for a job and they call you. Mathan, he said, we accepted you. You're accepted for this job. Are you going to wait for a dream? Tell them I wait. Can you give me one week? I'll think about it. You like the job. You are happy about it. You applied. You prayed istikhara. You got the answer. What are you going to wait for? So this is what I meant, or this is what the ulama meant, that don't wait for this dream. If things are made easy for you, go ahead with your plans. But if you couldn't decide, and you want to wait for a sign, and one of the signs could be a dream, that's fine, it's up to you. Cannot pray istikhara on someone's behalf, on someone else, on behalf of someone else. Istikhara is sunnah. I don't know. I cannot read this. Sisters, yani when you write, when you...
I think it's the same person, ya Sheikh. I think they want you to do muraji'ah of their notes. Because these are notes, this isn't a question. These are notes the sister took.
Oh, by mistake, maybe they brought them here by mistake. Okay. Go back to the brothers. Yeah, go ahead, brother. No, they are not. Yeah. When you pray istikhara, pray istikhara with the intention for istikhara. Wallahu ta'ala.
My understanding was always that the way to make decisions after praying istikhara was the same.
Could you say it again?
My understanding was always that the way to make decisions after praying istikhara is the same as the way to make decisions before praying istikhara. Is that correct, or should you change?
Is it the same way?
Yeah, should you make decisions the same way that you would make?
What do you mean the same way?
For example, if you don't pray istikhara and you want to choose a job, you look at the salary, location, benefits, so on and so forth. So once you pray istikhara, should you make the decision the same way?
Yeah.
Or do you change?
The istikhara will make you, after we pray istikhara, we will look into the same thing, information about the job and everything. It's like you are saying there is no point of making istikhara if we are going through the same process, consulting people.
I'm not saying there's no point.
I want him to express himself.
I'm not trying to say that there's no point, but I'm saying that like, even if we do istikhara, we trust that Allah will give us the best outcome.
Okay.
But the way of making decisions
is the same.
Should remain the same.
Or should remain the same.
Because, let's see, I mean, some people didn't pray istikhara, and then they start waiting for a dream, or they, you know, they look for signs, like the tea cup or so on and so forth. My understanding was always that
you use the same tools, same tools. You consult knowledgeable people, and you look for information, you think about it. Okay, these are all asbabs. This is due diligence. You use all these tools. And at the same time, you wait for Allah's guidance. You wait, or you just go with your plan if you feel good about it. Okay, as I said, you don't have to wait for a sign, but Allah might give you a sign. You don't have to wait for a dream. Allah might bless you with a dream. But you have, based on the same information, the same consultation, the outcome of the consultation and your thinking and your research, just go ahead. Nothing will be changed. The only thing is the istikhara will give you some comfort. Istikhara will give you confidence. That I made istikhara. I accepted this offer, job offer. After I made istikhara, you feel more comfortable. If something happens, bad happened, say, Alhamdulillah, I made istikhara. Whatever is there, it was written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is some hikmah in it. There is some good in it. So you'll be, istikhara will help you to be satisfied with the outcome. Whether it is positive or negative, wallahu ta'ala alam. And it shows you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you are not able to see the hikmah. Because there is something that happened that you don't like, for example. Like the person got married with a lady, and he divorced her after 2 years. And he made istikhara. Maybe, I mean, if he's knowledgeable and wise, he will look at this experience from different angles. What did he learn from this experience? Okay? And then if he's not, he might think that, or even if he wants to think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not answer his dua. There is a possibility, ya ikhwan. Because the dua of istikhara is a dua. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to answer your dua, He will answer your dua. if there are some obstacles, some issues, your income is haram, your food is haram, your clothes are coming from haram sources, coming from haram sources, then maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not answer your dua. And He will leave you. I mean, everything is under His taqdeer, within His qudra and taqdeer, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullu shay'in biqadr. Everything is under His control and His taqdeer. But He will not help you with His guidance to the right decision because He doesn't or He didn't answer your dua. Because it is a dua. But Rasulullah said, when you do it this way, you pray two rak'ahs and you recite this dua, you increase your chances for your dua to be answered. You increase your chances. Wallahu ta'ala. Let me go back to the sisters because sometimes they complain, actually most of the times they complain that we are ignoring them. And after I did istikhara, I thought of everything as a sign which was problematic. Can I just say, if this is good for me, then bring it close, and if it is bad for me, then move it away from me during my normal prayers, because I do not know what are the signs. Again, thinking about signs and waiting for signs, ya ikhwan, is not part of the process. You might see a sign, you might see a dream, but it's not necessary. But istikhara is a sunnah, is a well-established sunnah. It's highly recommended. So the sister is saying, instead of praying istikhara, I don't want to look for the signs because I might be confused and everything, problematic. I would just say this dua in my obligatory prayers. No. You follow the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, pray the two rak'ahs and recite the dua and Allah will guide you. Allah will guide you. You need here, there we have a problem of trust here. Trust, place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya ukhtah. Allah will guide you because this is the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam, ya akhi. We'll come back to you, okay.
So, question this way. If a person, for example, that's not me, this random person, he applies to law school, for example, okay? He gets rejected the first year. Did istikhara, right? Rejection first year. Second year. Should he stop applying or should... But would this is, I'm not saying sign of istikhara, I'm not asking that. I'm saying, would it be a sensible thing after doing istikhara, for after being rejected twice, let's say, to stop applying for the thing and move on to something else? Or would he still keep going and going and going?
Is it the brother is saying, a brother applied for law school, you said?
Yeah.
A school. For a course or a field of study. And then he was rejected two times. He was not accepted two times. So this is could be a sign for istikhara. And he prayed istikhara. I mean, Allahu alam, these are personal things. If I was in his shoes, it could be a sign for me. I would think about something else. I shouldn't wait for this school to accept me. Wallahu ta'ala alam. And he rejected twice, 2 years in a row, right? After praying istikhara. If I was in his shoes, but these are personal matters. If he said, I love this subject and I want to study it, I want to try again, pray istikhara again, Allahu alam, it's up to him, but that could be a sign. Wallahu alam. What do you think, Sheikh? It's personal, no? Very personal.
Too personal.
Yeah.
Because of the brothers in the audience, and he was just deciding his life
right now. Yeah. Now?
It's a hypothetical question. But
oh, okay.
Many people have applied for medicine.
Is there a mention of any particular time to do the istikhara, like night time, day time, any?
Yeah, I clearly answered this question. The brother, is there any specific time to pray istikhara? I said you can pray istikhara at any time, except those times that I mentioned, between Asr and Maghrib, and between Fajr and sunrise, and at Dhuhr, 10 minutes before Dhuhr. Yeah, did you ask your question?
Huh?
Okay, alhamdulillah, because I think you raised your hand.
I wanted to ask about signs, because a lot of brothers were asking about signs, and obviously when you make istikhara, and if you're waiting for signs, you're sensitive to things that are happening around you.
That's right.
Any sign. So take signs that actually have to do something with the matter you're to decide.
That's right, yeah.
Not if you have, for example, an appointment to go get a job, some executive position, and you run over a squirrel. Obviously,
that's, yeah, jazakallah khair. Yes, I want a brother who... okay, go ahead. Ma'alish, Sama. You asked a question before, right?
Yes.
Go ahead, brother.
I just have a question, please, regarding just the wording of the du'a, please. When you say, I assume you don't actually say, you replace that phrase...
Yeah, of course, Had al-amr, this matter, you mention your problem.
That's like the blank.
That's the blank, yeah. In kunta ta'lam.
Yeah. And then in the second part, when you're asking if it's going to be bad for you, do you repeat it again? Or since you've already repeated it once, can you just refer to it as had al-amr? You know what I mean?
When you repeat the second part, you repeat it again, yeah.
The actual
matter, yeah.
Okay, you don't just like think about it in your heart and Allah knows and the head of Allah.
No. You repeat it. You mention. You sammi fi ba'd al-riwayat fi akhir al-hadith qal wa yusammi hajatahu at the end. Yeah, yusammi hajatahu, you have to say it.
Okay, and since you brought that up, yusammi hajatahu, I always thought that meant yusammi hajatahu at that part at the end of the du'a, but that
No, in that part in the middle.
In the middle.
When كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر, my marriage with X or Y, or,
okay.
For example.
Okay, exactly.
When I mentioned the word marriage, people started laughing and they were smiling. They need help, huh? Khair, inshallah. Let's look for someone who was not given a chance before. Yes, tafadhal.
I'm trying to make a decision on two different topics. For example, doing business or traveling. Completely different. Do I pray istikhara twice or do I pray once and then combine it together?
It's optional. And in the ulama, they said if you want to combine, it's okay. You combine it. Make statement and combine. Mm-hmm. Choose for me, O Allah, this or this. Or you pray istikhara for the first one that you feel comfortable with. Because at the end you are saying, and choose for me what is best for me.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to choose for you what you mentioned in the dua, he will choose for you the other option.
Mm-hmm.
If the other option is better, wallahu alam. So it could be, if you pray one time, it could be fine for one thing. Or you pray two, if you for this and this, that's fine too. Yes, go ahead, brother.
Can you combine your intentions? So say, for example, you're reading your sunnah after maghrib, then have that also as your
istikhara? Yeah, I answered this in my lecture. I said you can combine between istikhara and sunnah. But the ulama, they said when you start the prayer, you have to have the intention of istikhara and sunnah at the same time. The mistake that some people make, he would pray sunnah, مثلا, he would be praying sunnah. In the second rak'ah, he remembers that he had to pray istikhara, for example. Let's say, okay, let's make it istikhara. Let's include istikhara with it. Then he would finish his two rak'ahs, which were previously or initially done as a sunnah. And then at the end of these two rak'ahs, he would do the dua. He would recite the dua. And the ulama, they said, this is not correct. No, if you want to combine, then you have to start with the intention of istikhara from the beginning, or the combination of the two. But the perfect scenario is that you pray two separate rak'ahs for istikhara. That is my preference, wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Unless you are in hurry. Yes, we go back to the brother.
Yeah, if somebody wrote something and he researches out, he searches things out and he studies it all the, and he likes it very much, should you go ahead and make istikhara? Or
yeah, you can, yeah. Even if you like it, if you have good feeling about it, you can make istikhara, yeah. Yeah, Akhi, I'll give you an example. Because these things are coming all the time, and that's fine. I understand what you are talking about. But I'll give you an example. Someone wants to get married with a lady. And this lady is religious, mashallah, wearing full hijab, highly educated, well-mannered, coming from a good family, noble family. He's very happy, excited about this marriage. And he likes actually to get married with this lady. He looked at her, she's mashallah, she's good, suitable for him, yani. But he doesn't know. He's a human being. You don't know if you will have a good life with this lady or not. Even if she is like very extremely religious. I know people who took that into consideration and they thought that they will have a perfect life because the sister is very religious. Very religious. And it ended up to be a different story. And not she was a different person. She was not a different person. She was still religious. But they couldn't get along. They didn't have a good life. They didn't know how to communicate with each other and everything. Problems. So she's religious, coming from a good family. They have a good reputation, well-educated. You see all the things that you want in her, this lady. Still, as a servant of Allah, you need His help, pray istikhara. Because you don't know what will happen in the future down the road. Especially with important decisions, like مثلاً, buying a house. The house could be wonderful, but maybe there is a problem with one of your neighbors. And your life will be miserable with that neighbor. The life could be good, the house could be good, so make istikhara. Wallahu ta'ala alam. I sent someone's bio data to another person for marriage purposes. It didn't go to the right person 3 times. This is coming from a brother, right? Sister. Okay. Then she tried getting in touch with a relevant person whom I have spoken to before, but the phone kept going to the wrong person. I don't know. Do you receive this question too? And we didn't make a mistake with the phone number. Is this the result of istikhara? Allah, too personal. Allahu a'lam. I'm not sure. It could be. This is my answer. It could be. But I'm not sure. Yeah, these are not matters of knowledge. Again, it's up to you as a person when you are in this situation to make a decision. If you think that this is a sign, then make a decision based on it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless your decision based on your dua. Na'am. Tafadhal ya akhi.
So one istikhara is enough to take multiple decisions.
One istikhara is enough? What do you mean multiple decisions?
Let's say someone need to take 2-3 decisions at the same time or within short time. So one time istikhara is enough?
But the problem is, the problem that you need to solve has to be mentioned in the dua.
All of them together.
Well, if you mention all of them together, I don't know, it will be difficult. You include a car and a house and a job in your dua, mashallah. Wholesale. Wholesale istikhara. Mashallah. Yeah, he prayed to Rakas for the first problem. Inshallah. You can make 2 rakas in 5 minutes. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. And then قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ. And the second one, وَالْعَصْر. The second rak'ah, إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرْ. And that's it. Problem solved. Inshallah.
This indicates it should only be one at a time.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. It's better to mention only one problem. I'm just amazed at this question. I'm just trying to change the mood. Sometimes we are very serious, sometimes we like to. But that's good. I mean, jazakum Allah khair. I'm open to any question. I'm just trying to make it easy on you.
Not concerning the signs or the answer. I'm thinking of it as kind of you do it and you forget. And then if you get a sign, fine. Or not, but you should just continue, right? Regarding the fact that you made istikhara and you need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're being humble to Him, does this in any way maybe affect the quality of the decision? Like maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote for you to get married or to have a job or to buy a house or a car, but because you made istikhara, it becomes better in someone? Does this affect the quality of the outcome?
Well, if you are guided to the right decision, that means this is the best thing for you. The brother is saying, does the dua of al-istikhara or salat al-istikhara would affect the quality of what you get? But then you get the best thing. Well, this is what we want. We want to be guided to the best thing. When we talk about the right decision, if you have options, we want to be guided to the best thing. If you have two cars, you are confused about buying two cars. What do you want? What do you want? The best one, right? In terms of maybe, I don't know, there are different people look at cars from different angles. Depends of your age, and maybe you are a man or woman or young adult, different needs. You have to use it for a business or for personal use. So you look for different things in that car, and you are confused between two cars. So you're looking for the best option. So you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you to the best thing. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Sorry. Tfadhal ya akhi.
Yeah, like if you get two options to make a decision, so you have to look for the sign. Like, suppose you are looking for two businesses and you want to make sure which business could be better for you. So you look for a sign to appear.
Wallahi, akhi, the signs, the matter of the signs keeps on coming back. And I told you it's very personal, this matter. There is no clear process about how you're going to get the answer. There is no clear process. This is what I said. Let me explain it again. There is a clear process about how to make istikhara. You pray two rak'ahs, you make wudu, pray two rak'ahs, and then you do the dua of istikhara either before salam or after salam. And then after that, what will happen after that is too personal, very personal. You might see a dream, you might see a sign. You might get an answer, a phone call, and the other person will tell you, we accepted your offer. Come and we make the deal or make the contract. So, and you feel good about it and you go ahead with it. I'll mention another personal, so you can, I don't know, I'm afraid that I'm going to confuse you with these personal examples. But these are personal examples and then you might learn from them. Allah, it's up to you. I wanted to buy a van. I still have it, this van, I still have it. My wife drives it. So I wanted to buy this van. And then I talked to the dealer and everything, and I liked it, I looked at it. And I told him, okay, I'll go home and then I'll give you the answer within a couple of hours. I don't remember. I told him a couple of hours or within 24 hours. So I went home and I prayed istikhara. But this is a help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I said salam and made dua, within few minutes I got a call from him saying that he's decreasing the price. Decreasing the price. He was working with his dad and he told his dad, I think they had a discussion about it and they decided to give me a discount. Maybe the price, I felt the price was expensive. So they decided to decrease it. Maybe to help me to make a decision, Allahu A'lam. What happened? I felt good about it. I said, this could be a sign. I went back. I got the van. I don't have major problems with it. Still happy with it for 2 years. It's working very well. But the phone call, I got it within a few minutes. And he didn't say, oh, you prayed istikhara, this is the answer for your istikhara. He didn't tell me that, but he said, we're giving you a discount. And the discount was a good discount, I think 1,000. I think it was 1,000. So I said, okay, this is a sign, I felt happy. I went to him, made a deal, got the van. That's it. You could get this kind of things, and then you feel good about it, and you go ahead. So my point is, ya ikhwan, I don't want another question about signs. There is no clear process about how you get your answer, or how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you to make the right decision. Wallahu ta'ala. Okay, we have 1 minute or 2 minutes. This is a promise now. 10 o'clock, sharp, we're going to stop the halaqah. And next Friday, Sheikh Naveed will be doing the halaqah, I'll be out of town. And then the other one will be cancelled because of the Maghrib course. And then I'll come back after the other one, inshallah, February 20th. Later on, you'll announce about your halaqa, right? The subject. Type one question and that's it. We finish, inshallah. Tfadhal, ya akhi. Okay, I have
a comment. It's a
comment, tfadhal.
Yeah, you mentioned that the scholars, they differed about whether she said dua al-istikhara. Sorry, whether you have to say
mean, they better get into dua. I mean, you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you wait till Allah, and then you say that it's dua normally. So istikhara, if you do it, the same before salam, because you've been in the prayer, praise Allah, and then at the end of the salah, when you say the shahud, you say salat rahimiyya, then you say the dua.
That's right.
The patient there. But after salam, maybe because you now depart the salah, you might have to start with praise Allah,
There is flexibility. If you want to do it this way, that's okay. But I would prefer that you don't add any other dua. That you do only dua al-istikhara. This is what I prefer. Because they don't have dalil. Yeah, they don't. Those who said you praise Allah and you to salli ala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then you make the dua of istikhara if you're doing it after salat, they don't have a clear dalil. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yusalli rak'atayn, thumma liyaqul." This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. Then he should say directly, right? So that means the prayer that you prayed will include praising Allah subhanahu wa taala and include, salat ala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma hamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.